Haiti has been battered by a second tropical storm less than a week after Hurricane Gustav killed more than 70 people there. Hurricane Hanna caused widespread flooding overnight on Monday in northern parts of Haiti, where police say at least 10 people were killed in the town of Gonaives. Christian Aid's media officer for the Caribbean nation, Sarah Wilson, says relief efforts are underway, but with more storms being forecast, the real challenge remains tackling deforestation.
Yes, well, in fact, it does seem to have done quite a lot of damage in Haiti, and that is the problem with Haiti. It doesn't need to be a particularly severe storm to do a lot of damage. Tropical Storm Jean, which hit Haiti in 2004, killed 3,000 people in the same area of Gonaïves. And the reason for that is, well, that area in particular is very low-lying. It's at sea level. But in general in Haiti, the forest cover has been drastically depleted. Only 2% of the forest cover remains in Haiti, which means the soil is very unstable and very vulnerable to mudslides. And that vulnerability is increased yet further when you have two hurricanes, one after another, because the soil becomes saturated.
Now, of course, the reason for such widespread deforestation is poverty, is it not?
That's right. Basically, between harvests, the poorest people really have no other source of income apart from cutting down trees to make charcoal to sell for fuel. And unfortunately, that is the main fuel that is used in Haiti because there is very little alternative because of the poverty. What Christian Aid tries to do is encourage other forms of fuel and also replanting.